humbler than the grass and tolerant more than the tree. Vinagati sunitina tarurati bho amanina managina. We have to give all respect to everyone. Even one has no respect, he should also offer respect. In this attitude, one can make advancement by chanting the Hare Krishna. That is an instruction of Lord Krishna. I was expecting you earlier because I speak in English for them. After translation karke Hindi mein samjha dijiyega. So one who cannot understand English, they can say. Everyone is requesting to have a temple here. Some police officers, they are very much appreciated. तो हम लोग क्या कहीं जगह मिल रहा
है ये ऐसी है कि वो एक बार देख लेगा आकर वो लोग जो आलोचक हैं उनको मैं कहता हूँ कि एक बार आप आके भगवान की पूजा देखिए उनके बाद आपकी आलोचना जो है खत्म हो जाएगी.
Sridhar Swami is very nicely explaining the omnipotency of chanting the holy name. So he says, tasmad idam upapannam iti tatraha itavati. If one takes shelter of the transcendental holy name of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he hasn't got to go through the Dharma Shastras or abiding by the rules and regulations of different kinds of religious scriptures. Itavat is simply by surrendering to the holy name. So this is applicable in all ages, especially in this age, because nobody can perform the ritualistic ceremonies of any religious principle. People are so fallen that they cannot. So this Harinavanu Kirtanam, it is not that it is manufactured for this age. No. This is potent in all other ages also. But especially it is potent because people in this age, they are unable to execute any religious principles very nicely. Bhagavato gunanam karmanam namnancha sammak kirtanam iti jat ఈతావతా పుంసాం అఘనిర్ణయాయ పాపక్షయమాత్రాయ అలం ఉపయోగో నాస్తి. అలం శబ్దేన అత్ర బారణే. సుదర్శామి ఎస్పెషలీ స్ట్రెసెస్ ఆన్ ది పాయింట్ అలం మీన్స్ ఇట్ ఈస్ ఫార్బిడ్, దేర్ ఇస్ నో నెసెసిటీ సింప్లీ. దట్ ఈస్ ది వర్షన్ ఆఫ్ లార్డ్ చైతన్య మహాప్రభు. హీ సేస్ ఇహా హైతే సర్వసిద్ధి హైవత్. హీ ఆల్సో స్ట్రెసెస్ దట్ సింప్లీ బై చాంటింగ్ యూ విల్ గెట్ ఆల్ పర్ఫెక్షన్. జతా అమర సింహ అలంభూషణ పర్యాప్తి శక్తి వారణ బాచకమితి ఉపయోగ అభావమేవ అజామీల మహాపాతకీ అపి నారాయణితి వికృష్ట నకు సమ్మక్ కీర్తయిత్యా. యు కెన్ హియర్ నౌ. There was not pure Sankhita, just like we are advised when chanting the mantra, Mahamantra, to avoid 10 kinds of offenses. So, Ajamil had no such program. He never meant that he was chanting the holy name of Narayana. This point is being stressed by Siddhartha Swami. He simply tried to call his son whose name was Narayana. That was not practically Kirtana, but this very vibration, transcendent vibration, has got so potential that without following the rules and regulation of chanting the holy name, he became immediately released from all sinful yet. That point is stressed here. Bhagavan asukhirapi miyamana asustha citto. Not only he never meant for chanting the holy name. He was not only sinful, but he was practically in coma because he was dying. His all functions of the physical body was stopped and he could not chant even properly. Still he became released from all sinful years. At the time of death, why death? Even in our sleeping condition, we are out of our own control completely. So Ajamil was diseased and was almost on the verge of death, and he was calling and his son only. Practically he had no program, but still he can release. What to speak of a person who are regularly chanting the Hare Krishna mantra under principles and without any offense. Avritti saddhyadi visayastu papavasana khayatham harir gunanubhada khalu satta bhavana. So somewhere or other, if one is engaged in glorifying the activities, kota jeta vaka hare gunanvadam khalu satta bhavana. So, even with offense, because in the beginning everyone chants with offenses, But Hare Gunanubhava, the glorification of the Lord, is so powerful that simply by chanting constantly, that's why you stress that so many rounds must be done. So many rounds must be done. That will protect him from contamination of this material world. Sattva-bhavana. Sattva-bhavana means he is pure and consciousness will gradually develop. Pure consciousness means Krishna consciousness. Yadutya vartham tarihi dadasabdi smaranamiti tatraha prayamiti mahajana manyadi ayam bhava yatha mitasanjivane ausadha ajananta vidya roga nirhanaya trikatu nimmadini smaranti tatha Sambhu Sambhu Pramukha Dadasa Vatirekanayam Mahajana Ati Gujjam Idam Avagnyatya Dadasa Abdikam Smaranahiti Kincha Maya Debba Alang Vimahita Atitarang Jana Madhu Madhurang Jatha Bhaveti Puspitayam Puspasthaniyai Rathabhavi Manoharayang Tajjyang Jaditita Abhinivishta Matidyasya Atayava Mahati Eva Karvani Agni Astamadu Sadhyaj Jijamana Nalpe Prabhattate Vishatahi Prakitasya Lokasya Mahati Mantradu Sadhya Alpe Cha Asadhya Tasmad asya grahaka nasti iti tai noktam Siddhar Swami is explaining the next verse. Prayena vida tadidagana mahajanoyam divya vimahita hoti batamayalam tadjyanga jarikitamati madhupuspitayam Vaitani ki mahati karmani jijjama. People give their advice as it is actually advice. The question is why there are so many ritualistic ceremonial scriptures. Why? So the conclusion is that people are very much attached to any gorgeous method. If you perform here in this temple a great sacrifice with hundreds of Brahmins and chanting Veda mantra, and people will be very much attracted immediately. They will think, Lord, something very gorgeous is going on. Why they are so na bimahita moti bato maya alam? Because they are captivated by maya. They cannot understand what is the potency of the holy name. They cannot understand. Therefore, sometimes something very gorgeous ceremony is advised, just to attract. Tajya jarikitavati madhupuspitaya. Tajya means Veda. Veda is called three, because there are three kinds of define a process. Karma kanda, jnana kanda, and upasana. So, jarikita. Just like in India, there is a section called Arya Samaj. They are very much attached to performance of the sacrifice. They say that we do not want anything. So we shall simply chant the Vedic mantra. Of course, they cannot do it properly. That is also gone. Simply, as a formality, they ignite some fire and hither and thither some mantra finish. Especially in this age, these sacrifices are not possible. There is a sannyasi leader, many sannyasi leaders. They attract people by this performance of yajna. Although in this age, yajna is not possible because there is no jagic Brahma. The mantra, perhaps you have seen in the Kumbh Mela, some government officers, they are also born in a Brahmin family and they are performing yajna. Actually, the Brahmins had so much power in those days that simply by mantra they would ignite fire. That fire was not ignited by matches, by mantra. And the animals, just like in medical science, in physiology, sometimes experiment is made by applying the knife on some animal. Similarly, how the yajna was being performed, that was tested by animal sacrifice. Animal sacrifice was not meant for killing one animal and eating. No. That the animal, an old animal, should be put into the yajna fire and he will come out a young, with a young body. That was the test how Vedic mantras were being chanted possible. That was it. Not that an animal was to be killed, no. Superficially it appears that animal is put and he is killed. But when the animal comes out of the yajna, that is a test of jagic brahmana chanting the Vedic hymns correctly. That was the system. And because there is no such powerful jagic brahman at the present moment, therefore all kinds of yajnas are forbidden at the present moment. Kalau tad harikirtana kite jadhyato Vishnu tritayam jagato makhai. This is the injunction of the Shastra, that in the Satya Yuga, meditation on Vishnu. Now they have manufactured meditation in so many ways. But actually, meditation means Dhyato Vishnu, Vishnu Murti, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, meditation. Focusing the mind on the form of 400 Vishnu, that is yoga. Jang brahma varunanda rudra sunnanti dibbai stavai vidai sanga pada krama upanishadai gayanti jang sama dhyanavastika jat gatina manasa pasyanti jam yogina. Yogina dhyanavastika jam pasyanti jam hum. The Supreme Personality of God. So, kriti jadhyato Vishnu. Perfection of life was attained in the Satya Yuga, because in the Satya Yuga there is no disturbance. Every man is perfectly religious and peaceful. And therefore they could concentrate their mind, focusing their mind on Vishnu. So this dhyana, meditation, was possible in the Satya Yuga. Tite jadhyato, titayana jajato makhai. Then, next stage, next yuga, is performance of sacrifices. People, the Brahmins, were so powerful that they could give the desired result by performing sacrifices, and there were means of securing the ingredients. Just like tons of ghee is wanted. Where is ghee? It is all dalda. Where you can perform sacrifice? Ghee is finished. You cannot secure even the ingredients. There is no qualified Brahmin. Therefore, yoga is not possible in this sense. Tite jadhyato Vishnu tita dapare paricharyaya. And gorgeous temple worship according to the principle was possible perfectly in the dāparaji. Our the temple worship, deity worship, we are following the principles of deity worship because our acharyas established temple, but main principle is chant. Therefore, whatever we are doing, we are offering prasadam to the Lord, we are having Mangalaratri, the main principle is chanting Hare Krishna mantra. This temple worship, it can be avoided, but we cannot avoid chanting Hare Krishna mantra. As such, we have introduced in several centers, begin with Hare Krishna mantra, keeping the picture of Guru Gaura. If it is not possible to worship the deity according to the rules and regulations, there is no need of establishing temple. But if there are devotees who can actually keep the temple worship method in right order, then otherwise simple by chanting, everything is complete. But when there is temple worship, there is automatic purification. Because we have to rise early in the morning, we have to take bath. This kind of purification is held by temple worship. But when there is grossest type of people who cannot take to this, a simple chanting will do. Hare Namanu Kirtanam. Kalo tad kali kali kalo. Kalo means this is that cleanliness is very difficult to maintain. Therefore, kalo tad hari kirtana. This is recommended. So, tadyang jarikitam ati. By the injunction of the Vedas, people are captivated. So if I perform this yoga, then next life I will be elevated to the heavenly planet, sarga, sargalokme. Madhupuspita, that is also stated in the Bhagavad Gita. Vedavada rata pratha nannat astiti bhadi. Those are simply after the formulas of the Veda, they cannot understand. The same example, even in at the present moment, because here is temple, people are attracted. If you simply chant, very few people will come. Very few people will come. Therefore, both things are recommended. Tajya jarikitamati. Their mind is so materialistic that they cannot give proper respect or importance to the chanting of the Holy Name. Tajya jarikitamati madhupuspitayang vaitaniki mahati karmani jujjuman. That generally they are attracted for karmakandiya vishaya. That is explained here. पुष्पितायां पुष्पस्थानई अर्थबादी मनोहरायां तज्यांग जरिकिता अभिनिविष्टा मतिजस्ता अतएव महतिएव कर्मणि अग्निस्तोमादु श्रद्धया जिज्यमान नाल्पे प्रवर्तते. If you do not arrange for this gorgeous system, people are not attracted. Therefore, we have to do sometimes to attract people, this gorgeous thing. Otherwise, chanting the Hare Krishna mantra without any offense is sufficient. Therefore, our Guru Maharaj introduced both the process. This archa, this is Pancharatri ki vidhi. According to Pancharatri system, Narad Pancharatra, this worship of the deity is there. And Bhagavat Marga, the path of Srimad Bhagavatam, is simply Savanam Kirtan. Out of the nine processes recommended, Savanam Kirtanam Vishnu Smaranam Pada Sevanam. So up to Savanam Kirtanam Smaranam, that is Bhagavat Marga. That is the best. And Pada Sevanam Archanam Bandhanam Dasanam, that is Pancharatri Vidhi. So both the vidhis, both the system have been introduced. One will help the other. That is the way. Simply Bhagavat Marga, just that in the Srimad Bhagavatam, the beginning is simply Savaram, Param Sattam Dhimai, Janmadas, Smarana, simply remembering, memorizing the Supreme Truth. But of course, the Pancharatrik Vidhi is recommended in the second canto. That another Pancharatrik Vidhi is worshipping the gigantic form of the Lord. These things are there, but both combined together, it is very much helpful. Bhagavat Marga will help the Pancharatrik Marga or process, and the Pancharatrik process will help Bhagavat process. Both together is helpful. Therefore, my Guru Maharaj introduced, you have seen the, it is called that signia, one side Pancharatrik Vidhi, one side Bhagavat Vidhi. That is, I have seen the Gaudiya Math emblem, yes. Actually, a Bhagavat Marga is very strong, that is sufficient. But without Pancharatrik Vidhi, this polluted body, polluted mind of the devotee cannot be purified. Therefore, both the process should be adopted in preaching Krishna consciousness movement. I think it is. So any question? Savanam Kirtanam Vishnu Smaranam, this is Bhagavat Man. And Archanam Bandhanam Dasam Sakkamasam Vidana, that is what. And Pancharat, Archanam. So, out of the nine, eight, seven, six, five, whatever you do, there is sufficient, because absolute. any item, even one item, you can, if you perform perfectly, that is sufficient. But there are 9 alternative items. Just like Haridasa, he simply chanted Sravanam Kirtanam. He did not establish any deity, but he got perfection. There are many others. Just like Parikshit Maharaj, at the last stage of his life, he simply concentrated in hearing Srimad Bhagavatam. Sarvanam. So if Sarvan is perfect, that is sufficient. Any one of the 9 items, if it is done perfectly, that is sufficient. Parikshit Maharaj, he did not go to the temple. He sat on the bank of the Ganges and he was very serious because he knew that I am going to die within 7 days. Let me finish as soon as possible, simply hearing of Srimad Bhagavatam. He was intelligent, otherwise not that he was simply hearing, he was questioning, as you have seen in the Srimad Bhagavatam. So he was a scholar. It means as the spiritual master Sukhdevgiri Goswami was a great scholar in Sanskrit. The king was also a great scholar. Therefore, quickly he was reciting and he was understanding. And as soon as there was some difficulty, he was immediately questioned. Both the spiritual master and the disciple, they become perfect simply by Savanam Kirtana. This is Bhagavad Gita. Simply by hearing and chanting. The spiritual master chanted, recited Srimad Bhagavatam, and that is being imitated. Again, this karmakandya. This karmakandya, which are fruitive activities, these smarts of Brahmins, they are manufactured way of Bhagavad Sapta. That is a first only, because it is imitation of the process adopted by Parikshit Maharaj and Sukhdev Goswami, but these people at the present moment, they are neither Parikshit Maharaj nor Sukhdev Goswami. So how it is possible to finish Srimad Bhagavatam within 7 days? That is not possible. It has become a profession. That gorgeous myth. They will make a mantra, and they will perform some ceremonies, and there is some charitable. The result is that the professional disciple will gather some money and some gold, and he will maintain his family. And these people will say that I have heard for 7 days Srimad Bhagavatam. Of course there is some effect, but this is not recommended in anywhere in the Srimad Bhagavatam, that one has to hear Srimad Bhagavatam within 7 days. No. So far we see in Srimad Bhagavatam, it is a nityam bhagavata sevana. People should hear daily, regularly Srimad Bhagavatam. Why 7 days? Regularly. Nasta prayasu avadris nityam bhagavata sevana. Nityam, daily, regularly, if one hears and chants Srimad Bhagavatam, then nasta prayasu avadrisu, then the dirty things within his heart becomes almost clean. Now just try to understand. By daily hearing, because we are so much contaminated that it is very difficult to get us freed from the contamination. Regularly. There should be regularly class hearing and of Srimad Bhagavatam. Nastaprayasavadrisu nittam bhagavata sivaya bhagavati uttama sloke bhakti bhavati naishti. By the process of cleansing our heart, our devotional temperament becomes fixed up. on the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is called Uttama Shloka, who is glorified with first class, Sanskrit standard, Uttama Shloka. Just that we offer praise to Krishna, Govinda Madhipuritam, Chintamani Prakada Sadma Su Kalpa Vikkhala Khyabhriti Su Suravi Ravipada. These standards are not ordinary. It is very first-class composition and written by, written or offered by the first living creature, the Lord Brahma. Therefore Krishna's name is Uttama Shloka. He is prayed with first-class composition. All the slokas, all the prayers will find they are not ordinary Sanskrit composition. As we have seen, Bhishma's prayer to Krishna, Kunti's prayer to Krishna in the Srimad Bhagavatam. How philosophically they are elevated, how nicely they are composed. Because Krishna is worshipped, God is worshipped by such kind of language and elevated poetical and rhetorical, all perfect. Therefore his another name is Uttama Shloka. So by studying, by hearing and reciting regularly Srimad Bhagavatam, nittam, not that we make a function for 7 days and all the days we do all nonsense. No. Regular habit should be there. Nittam Bhagavata Sevaya Bhagavati Uttama Sloke Bhakti Bhavati Naishti. The result will be that our devotional service towards the Supreme Personality of Godhead will be fixed up, firmly fixed up. And that firmly fixed up means you are immediately elevated to the platform of Satoguna, goodness. Satoguna. Tato rajastamo bhava. As soon as you are fixed up, the devotional service is so nice. As soon as you are fixed up, the other two qualities, to be fixed up in devotional service, therefore we offer the brahminical position. One who is, when we see that this man is chanting Hare Krishna mantra and his bad habits, contaminated state, is much improved. Not so prayasu. Prayasu means almost he is purified. At that time he is fixed up in devotional service, therefore he offers the brahminical position. Because a person who is fixed up in devotional service, he is a Brahmin. He is a Brahmin. He is no more any other. Because he has cleansed almost the bad habits and the unclean state of mind. Nasta praya abhadri. Just see, whatever we are doing, it is all according to Shastra. Not that he has completely become free, but nasta praya. Praya means almost. Almost. He has finished the contamination. Therefore, he is fixed up. The first test is whether he is fixed up. As soon as he is fixed up, that means he is fixed up in the brahminical state. My Guru Maharaj introduced this sacred ceremony because foolish people, they used to Vaishnava Jati Buddhi. They used to consider Vaishnava as belong to some jat, some particular caste. No, Vaishnava is not in the particular caste. As soon as he is fixed up, he may be coming from the Papajuni, from the most abominable family. But as soon as he is fixed up, immediately he is fixed up in the position of a Brahmin. Because Satogun, Nasta Prayasa Avadresu, Nasta Tato Rajastamo Bhava. He has no more inclination to be attracted by the activities of tamagun and rajagun. They have no more attraction for drinking, no more attraction for meat eating, therefore no more attraction for smoking, drinking tea. This means that the rajastamo bhava, kama lobha, greediness. We are addicted to all these bad habits due to greediness. There is no other cause. A man will not die if he does not drink. A man will not die if he does not eat meat. He will not die. It is due to our greediness. I want. And lusty. They are illicit sex means lusty. So, rajastamo bhava means lustiness and greediness. So, when one is fixed in devotional service, then tato rajastamo bhava kamalobha dayate cheta etai anavidhya. At that time, when fixed in devotional service, his mind is not disturbed with all this nonsense coming out of the quality of ignorance and passion. Tato rajastamo bhava kamalobha dayate cheta etai anavidhya. Anavidhya means it is not attacked by this greediness and lustiness. Sita satya prasidati. He is immediately in the satogon, goodness. Therefore his mind is satisfied. These are the tests. Mind is no more disturbing. And as soon as his mind is in tranquility, evaṁ prasanda manaso. Because as soon as one is elevated to the satogon platform, he becomes happy in his mental situation. Evaṁ prasanda manaso. Unless one is situated in tranquility of his mental position, one cannot understand the science of Krishna. That is not possible. One must become satisfied. That satisfaction comes on the platform of sadhugu, not in the platform of ignorance and passion. People have become, or mostly people, they are being conducted by passion and ignorance. Therefore they cannot understand. They say, such and such person is greater than Krishna. Because they are captivated by ignorance. They do not know. Therefore, talk so many nonsense. Unless we are freed from the rajastama bhava, they advise, you can do whatever you like, you can eat whatever you like. Now you are liberated, you can indulge in all kinds of nonsense. But still, you are God, you are Brahma. These things are going. How they can understand Krishna? It is not possible. They do not care. They think, what is this chanting? Let me perform a big sacrifice. That is explained. Jodikritamati. They are so materialized, they do not understand the importance of chanting. For them, they should be called, come on, here is a big yagga. Bring 300 pounds of ghee. It is something. God justice. They want God justice. And people come to show them God justice to cheat. Because although it is not possible to perform properly yagga, because people want that, so there are many cheaters. They go, this yagga, that yagga, that yagga. And people will get that. Jadikritamat materialism. their brain cannot accommodate that the Hare Krishna. This Krishna name is Krishna. It is very difficult for them to understand. Chanting. What is your question?
I
That is a difficulty. That is a difficulty, but you have got to little intelligent associate. Just like if you want to purchase something, once or twice he may be cheated, but the third time he is very intelligent. So even despite being cheated, he should try to find out who is the real preacher. That requires little intelligence. Yes, there is such possibility.
I have discussed this earlier in the market. Tell me why you were interacting with this party, what do you interest you have got? I explained that it is the head person you have forgotten, Lord Krishna, and we are importing his prices, and we are also importing being father for Krishna from here.
Yes, that is the fact. That is the fact.
Persons like you are better than you can't do anything, you can't do anything, you can't do anything. Then I told you, Maharaj is in India, but he has got no place in India, therefore he said, this is just what, and it is the reference people who are teaching us how to learn Krishna. If I learn something from them, what is wrong with it?
Their brain is full with hot pot. Brain is full with hot pot. They cannot understand clearly. Just see the other day, the boy was speaking that Aravinda is better than Krishna. How much misled they are. But that is the difficulty in India. The so-called preachers, yogis, they have filled up the brain with so many hot-pot things that it is difficult for them. These boys, they had no such hot-pot things. They accepted Krishna as he is. Therefore, their progress is very quick. Anyone, not only they, anyone. Krishna says, sarva-dhanman paritajya mamekam saranam vaja. Anyone who will accept this principle, he will be elevated. That's all. But his brain is filled that why Krishna? Why not Aurobindo? He is greater than Krishna. No. Aham Brahmasmi, not he says, but his disciple says.
And
but why he did not follow it? That why? What was this? This is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. As soon as he was addressed Krishna, he was doing like this. Oh, what your nonsense speaking? That should be done. He was enjoying. Yes, I am greater than Krishna. Huh? Because he is leader of the fools, so he is a great fool. Because leader is a great man becomes leader, so he is a fool, so he is a great fool. That's all. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, by his practice, he was Krishna himself. So as soon as he was addressed, he was when he went to Vrindavan, the incident is that people saw at night some light in Jamuna dancing. So people thought that Krishna has again come and he is cutting down the Kaliya. So people gathered every night. They used to gather on the bank of the Jamuna that Krishna has again come. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had one personal ancestor, Balabhadra. So he asked permission from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, can I go and see Krishna? So many people are going. Chaitanya, don't be foolish. Where is Krishna? So, and next morning some people came to see him. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked them, how you have seen Krishna? Then some intelligent person said, no, it was all wrong impression. It was not Krishna. Some fisherman was fishing at night and there was light. The light was dancing like that. And these people took that Krishna is dancing. So actually Krishna was present during that time because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Krishna. But he never said that I am Krishna. He never said. When people address him that you are Krishna, Sanatana Goswami, some tactfully addressing Krishna, one who directly addressing Krishna, immediately he used to close his ears like this. Vishnu, why you are speaking like that? Why you are addressing an ordinary man as Krishna? This is his teaching. And if you say, Sai Maharaj, you are Krishna, and if I accept that, oh yes, I am Krishna, then I am greater fool. You are a fool, I am also a fool. Is it not? How one can accept that he is Krishna, he is greater than Krishna? Then he's a greater fool. Andhāgathāndhīrupaniyamāna. One blind man is leading many other blind men. And that is the position. We have got a manufacturer, so many incarnations. Still, there are so many. This mother, that father, these, that, so many. You know, all incarnations. All incarnation, they are congested together and spoiling the brain of the poor people. Every day incarnation, and there are many rascals. He says that I am Krishna's incarnation, Rasila. You know? Rascalism is going on. Rasila. And people are so fooled that they send their wife and their daughter for performing that thing. Things are going on like this. But in all the Bhaktivinoda Thakur's life, the similar last lila was going on. You know that story? Bhaktivinoda Thakur was magistrate. And one person in Odisha, he declared himself that I am Vishnu. And in the village, he was enticing young women and girls to dance at night. And some of them protested and they lodged complaints to the government that this person is doing like that. And the government commissioner, he knew that Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Kedarnath Datta, was a very elevated religious man, and he was magistrate. So the commissioner entrusted the inquiry to Kedarnath Datta at that time. So Kedarnath Datta, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, took the matter and went to inquire in the village of Orissa with some constables in plain dress. So when he went there, he had some yogic power. So immediately he could say, "Oh, your name is Kedarnath Datta. I know you are a very good man, but don't be after me. You'll not be happy. And I shall elevate you to become the king of this country. Don't be after me." Now, if anyone, he was Bhaktivinoda Thakur, a strong devotee, if any other person would have been addressed like that, he would be immediately puzzled, how this man is talking about me, that I am Kedarnath Datta, I am magistrate, and so he would not do anything. But Bhaktivinoda Thakur was so strong, he said, "Yes, thank you very much that I shall become king. Why don't you go to Jagannath Puri and stay there? That is a nice pilgrimage, and you can stay there. Many holy men go there. Why you are in this village?" He wanted to drive him from that village. "What is that Jagannath? That is wood. I'm Vishnu." As soon as he said, Bhaktivinoda Thakur became fire. "This rascal is like that." Immediately ordered, arrest him. And he showed some fiery sparks coming from his jata. So the constables were hesitating to arrest him. But Bhaktivinoda Thakur ordered, "Yes, immediately arrest him, handcuff." So he took him away, arrested. And as soon as he returned home, all the members of his family were in fever, high degree fever. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur himself was in fever. He made some trick, yogic trick. So his wife began to cry, "You have arrested one great yogi, he is Vishnu, and therefore we are now going to die. We are now." So Bhaktivinoda Thakur, "Yes, you die, you all die. Still what I have done is all right." There is death for appearance in the court, the man was brought, and yogi, and Bhaktivinoda Thakur asked. Bhaktivinoda Thakur was suffering, still in fever. Still he attended the court and asked his constable that cut his jata. Jata. So no barber was available. Because they knew that Bhaktivinoda Thakur, after arresting, he is suffering from fever, whole family is lying down in fever. So nobody came forward to cut his jata. Bhaktivinoda Thakur, "All right, bring one scissor, I shall cut." So he personally cut. That man became very thin immediately after cutting his jata. He had some power in the jata. And he ordered 6 months imprisonment. And in the prison, he managed to take some poison and die. So devotees are so strong, they can know what is what. You see? He was not puzzled that he is Vishnu Adi. No. So we should learn from the Bhaktivinoda Thakur's treatment that this jugglery or this so-called power is not no good for advancement in spiritual life. You have to follow the regulative principles and as enjoined in the Shastra. Just ask Vidhi Musti. If you do not follow the injunction of the Shastra, then there is no possibility of attaining perfection. Nasiddhim Samapu. So our business is to accept a bona fide spiritual master, being guided by him to follow the rules and regulations, then advancement is sure. There is no doubt about it. And if we become hajpat and mix with hajpat and do hajpat, there is no problem. Now siddhim sama. It is clearly said by Krishna. There is no question of perfection. Not sukham, neither happiness. Not parangati. And what to speak of being promoted to the spiritual world. There is no therefore, vaidhi bhakti, as it is enunciated, in the Bhakti-rasamrita Sindhu, Nectar of Devotion by the Goswamis, we shall try to follow as much as possible, be sincere and hard-working, then the success is seen. Not to be bewildered, misled by the so-called avatar incarnation. The so-called avatar is simply rascal. Especially in Bengal, every day there is a avatar. Everyone. Yes, in Kanpur also one man has been arrested. State is secular, therefore this is the condition. Formally, the kings and the executive heads are very responsible to protect religion. That is the duty of the king, to protect. Just like Parikshit Maharaj, when he was on tour, as soon as he saw that one man is trying to kill a cow, immediately he can fire. In my kingdom there is killing of cow. Well, I shall immediately kill. You know this. The kings were so responsible. But here they have declared the so-called kings, they are themselves devotees and they do not know what is religion. Therefore, in the Kali Yuga, there is no other alternative than to chant peacefully, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna. There is no protection. And what does the executive head, the president or secretary, they simply manipulate some vote third class man, who has written that article? What he has written? In this age, government is ruled by all lowest class of men. He is bold enough to declare like that. One of my students, he has written an article in English. He has said that at the present moment, everywhere the government is ruled by the lowest class of men. He is right in this sense because this is the verdict of the Veda. Harama bhaktasya kuto mahatguna. Unless one he is a devotee of the personality of Godhead, he cannot have any good qualifications. That's a fact. And one who is a devotee, all good qualifications automatically develop. What is this? As far as possible, let us follow the footsteps of Mahajana Jena Gadatta Pantha, and depend on Krishna and chant Hare Krishna, everything is all right. The simple method. Try to follow Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's teaching, chant Hare Krishna mantra, and be sincere, and as far as possible, worship the deity. Everything is all right. Judges and High Court retired justices, they also came. And one retired judge, Gangesharananda, he admitted that, Swamiji, for the first time it is my experience that you are explaining personality of Godhead so nicely. He was also under the impression God is impersonal. Kendan Gangasana.